I went to a listing the other day. Now, it was on the market with me 12 months ago. Market was different. They hate my guts. Like they just, oh, Josh, we paid marketing and you didn't get the right price. And I said, no, I gave you an offer and you rejected it. That's on you. I did my job. I'm back in the door. My assistant goes and door knocks, new assistant, not knowing I had it on the market. I'm back in this door. The husband opens the door, starts shouting at me. What are you doing here? I told you to never sell my house again. And I said, brother, my assistant booked the appointment. I confirmed it with your wife. Did she not tell you? And they were both home. I somehow squeeze in the door and he's yelling at me and I go, well, look, this is my assistant, Sophia. And then he calmed down straight away. And he was like, well, hello there. Yeah, hi, nice to meet you. Me and Sophia go into the listing. I sit down and I go, because this guy was just barking at me. My son hates you, all this. I'm thinking, oh my God, this is not going well. And then I just looked at him and I go, private sale or auction? And he goes, no auction. I said, no auction, no problem. And I go, you want to go online or off market? He goes, I hate off market. I said, well, go on online. And he goes, well, I need an authority. I legally can't do it without a contract. And I need an authority to say that I'm the agent. He goes, I won't sign a thing. Nah. And then I look at Sophia and Sophia goes, well, actually, we can't bring people through if we don't have this. And he goes, I'll sign with you. So he fucking signed with Sophia, my wife. And so I'm just sitting on the couch like this. I'm just looking awkward as hell. And Sophia's in there signing the agency on the kitchen bench. I'm thinking, oh my God. And then when I left, he goes, so Josh, I'll see you on the weekend. And I go, yeah, mate, I'll be there. Like softened up straight away. So moral of that story, if you can go with a female, if you have a female in your office, having two people works so beautifully. Even if I was a standalone agent, I would pay literally lunch, do whatever I could, give them $1,000 on the sale. If that's going to help you list the property, having a female or even an associate next to you, when it's 2-on-2, it absolutely works beautifully.
Is that your close?
Are you happy for me to be your agent? Are you happy to work together? If I had a buyer at the right price, could I bring them through as your nominated estate agent? There's 100 different ways you can say it, but the close is just, are you happy for me to be your agent?
And you do ask for that.
Every time. How can you not ask? Like a lot of people, I had one the other day, Tim Quakers. Literally, I'm with Aldo in this appointment. This Pakistani guy is giving me nothing. Like I'm asking questions. His wife's not in the room. Luckily, it was only in his name. So it was only in his name. So the wife wasn't there, which sometimes is an issue, but sometimes it's not. We're sitting down. He's giving me nothing. Price, he goes, whatever the price is, I don't care. He literally was looking up at the clock the whole time. He was, when someone's looking at your face, you got eye contact. He's looking away. He's looking up. I'm looking at Aldo. I whispered to Aldo. I was like, man, we're not getting this. There's no way. I get to the end. I go, happy for me to sell it for you? He goes, yeah, where do I sign?
You're kidding.
Swear to God. And I walked out of that and Aldo was like, in 17 minutes, that guy gave you nothing, but you signed it. And I said, sometimes I can read people pretty well, but sometimes you just don't know what's thinking. We're all not mind readers. All he wanted to do, he goes, mate, my daughter, so I said, you've been looking up at the clock a lot? He goes, yeah, my daughter's swimming class. He goes, I just wanted to sign and get out. I said, all right. Didn't argue fee, nothing. 275, nothing.
He thought you wanted you out of the house. He just wanted to go pick up his kid.
He wanted to pick up his kid from swearing. It's literally, he was just looking at the clock the whole time. And Aldo just goes, how did you do that? And I said, many agents would have took that body language as this guy's just going to be like, go out and you're just going to say no and leave. And I just said to him, I said, mate, are you happy for me to be your agent? And he looked at me and goes, yep. And then he pulled up the app on his phone service, New South Wales. He goes, there's my driver's license, had a couple of people, let's go. It was great. The second one, for any principals in the room, who's a principal in the room? Hands up. Yeah, a few principals. Yeah, beautiful. I have a report card every month, a report card for my staff. So what the report card is...
it's given you a test drive of Real Estate Gym. Let me tell you, if you're a subscriber and a member of the gym, you'll be getting videos from our co-coaches all the time. You'll be getting mentors, you'll be getting scripts, you'll be getting dialogues, you'll be getting templates, and most importantly, My Prospector, your personal accountability system to make more calls, get more appointments, get more listings. From around $10 per week, realestategym.com.au, your personal coach.